In today's gospel, the story we just heard, John the Baptist is standing by the river. And he does something very simple. He points. He says, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." He doesn't explain everything. He doesn't even argue. He just points. And he tells the truth as he sees it. And the people respond. They follow. They ask questions. They bring others with them. When they ask Jesus where he's staying, Jesus doesn't give them a lecture or tell them a parable. He simply says, "Come and see. Come and see." And that's how discipleship starts in John's gospel, with curiosity and an invitation. This weekend, we remember Martin Luther King Jr. Tomorrow will be a day off work for many, and it feels especially important right now to think about him, because King understood something important. Faith is never just about what we believe privately. It's about what we are willing to notice and what we are willing to name out loud. He knew that the sin of the world wasn't theoretical. You could see it. You could measure it. You could feel it in segregated schools, in economic injustice, in violence, and in laws that told some people that they mattered less than others. And in John's gospel, the sin of the world isn't just about our individual choices. It's about systems. It's about patterns that get baked into how we live our lives together. And the Lamb of God doesn't deal with that sin by overpowering it. Jesus doesn't dominate, but instead, like a mother hen, he gathers people. He listens. He looks at them. And he really sees them. Now, I want to pause here and say something pastorally, because I know this is not abstract for many, many of us. I have talked to so many of you lately who are scared and who are stressed and are feeling absolutely helpless. I feel that too. I'm right there with you. The world feels so, so heavy. And the news is relentless, and it's easy to feel like if we can't fix everything, then nothing we do matters. But one person doesn't have to fix everything. One person can't fix everything. It's a group effort. History shows us again and again that change happens when ordinary people refuse to accept injustice as inevitable. Small, faithful actions add up. And silence adds up too, just in the opposite direction. And that's why witness matters. This past week, thousands of Episcopalians gathered online to lament the harm caused by violent immigration enforcement in this country. They named grief over lives lost and of families that have been torn apart. It wasn't about being partisan. It was about refusing to look away. It was the church doing what John the Baptist did, pointing and saying something like, "This is not what God intends." And that same question of dignity is playing out far beyond our borders right now. In recent days, thousands of people in Greenland and Denmark have been protesting statements suggesting that our country would take control of another country, Greenland, whether it's by pressure or tariffs or even by force. People gathered in the streets of Copenhagen and Nuuk, Greenland's capital, and one organizer put it like this: "We demand respect for the Danish realm and for Greenland's right to self-determination." It's not just a political statement. That's a moral one. It's saying that people are not property. Communities are not bargaining chips. A nation is not something you can acquire just because you're powerful enough to want it. Now, Greenland gets talked a lot about in terms of strategy and resources, but the protesters are saying, we are here, this is our home, and our future is ours to decide. That insistence and that dignity includes agency. It's exactly what our baptismal covenant is talking about when we promise to respect the dignity of every human being. This is the same truth that Martin Luther King Jr. kept pointing to. He understood that when power speaks without listening, when strength matters more than consent, dignity erodes. Whether it was segregation or colonialism, militarism, or other economic exploitation, he saw the same failure underneath it all: a refusal to see others as fully human. That's why he said, "Human progress never rolls in on wheels of inevitability. It comes through the tireless efforts of men and women willing to be co-workers with God." You don't have to be extraordinary to do that work. You just have to be willing. The people who first followed Jesus didn't have everything figured out. Far from it. They just paid attention. They noticed something true, and they moved toward it. We're called to do the same. We may not have perfect answers about complex global policies or national politics, but we can see when dignity is being denied. We can hear when people are being spoken about as problems instead of neighbors. When Jesus says, "Come and see," he's inviting us into a way of life, a way of paying attention, a way of refusing to accept injustice as normal. To come and see today is to notice whose voices are being ignored. To follow is to stand with those who say we shape our future. And to bear witness is to trust, have deep trust, that the Lamb of God is still at work, taking away the sin of the world wherever there is injustice or suffering. And it's happening not through fear or force, but through a love that insists that dignity matters.